From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. President Obama wrapped up a four-day tour of Western states today with an address to a convention of combat veterans. The president has been on the road since last week trying to win support for his proposed health care overhaul. He reassured the veterans that they had nothing to worry about in his plans.
And since there's been so much misinformation out there about health insurance reform, let me say this. One thing that reform won't change is veterans' health care. No one is going to take away your benefits. That is the plain and simple truth.
Mr. Obama also said that he wants the Veterans Administration to improve how it delivers benefits to veterans and to use technology to cut through red tape. The top U.S. commander in Iraq has proposed putting U.S. troops on security patrols in northern Iraq with the Iraqi army and a Kurdish militia. The general's proposal comes after a series of bombings in the north. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
General Ray Odierno wants American soldiers to help close the security gap in northern Iraq, where a dispute between Arabs and Kurds has become one of the most explosive issues in the country. The conflict is over territory and oil rights. Local Kurd and Arab politicians have traded charges of negligence for bombings that have killed more than 100 people in the past few days. But the security breach benefits the militants, says General Odierno.
What we have is we have al-Qaeda exploiting this fissure that you're seeing between the Arabs and the Kurds. And what we're trying to do is close that seam.
The general said the proposal for joint patrols would be a short-term solution to build confidence and protect civilians. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
A Pennsylvania senator disagrees with the former Democratic Party chairman that health care reform requires a public coverage option. From member station WRTI, Jim Hilgen has the story.
Former Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean has said that in order to achieve a meaningful overhaul of the health care system, there must be a public option for coverage. Senator Arlen Specter is on the record in support of that part of the reform legislation making its way through Washington. However, he says there are other ways to bring about the desired change.
The co-op might have the same elements where there is an operation which is not for profit. But let's write the bill, let's consider it, and let's try to do something positive.
Specter says with reform bills still working their way through both the House and the Senate, it's too early to look at any one item as pivotal to the success or failure of health care reform. For NPR News, I'm Jim Hilgen in Philadelphia.
The Justice Department today announced what it says is the biggest identity theft arrest in the department's history. The case involves the alleged theft of more than 130 million credit and debit card numbers by a Miami man. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 180 points to 91.40 in trading of 4 billion shares. The Nasdaq is down 53 points at 19.32. This is NPR News. At least 20 people were killed in the southern Russian city of Nezran on Monday morning when a suicide bomber drove a light truck filled with explosives into a police compound. 138 people were injured, some of them seriously, and the death toll is expected to rise. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev took the rare step of blaming the authorities in Ingushetia for the attack, saying the act of terror could have been prevented. Mr. Medvedev fired the interior minister in the southern Russian Republic and told the federal interior minister to take steps to bring order to the region. The Kremlin ended the decade-long anti-terrorism operation in neighboring Chechnya in April, but violence has worsened in Russia's North Caucasus in recent months. The president of Ingushetia, himself recovering from a June car bombing on his motorcade, said the attack was an attempt to further destabilize the region and told Russian radio that this was in the interest of the United States, Britain, and especially Israel. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
President Obama issued a statement expressing his condolences to the government of Russia and the families of the victims in the bombing. Mr. Obama said there can be no justification for such an act of terrorism. An Ohio man may be the owner of one of the last signatures of President Abraham Lincoln. The signature was found on an envelope contained in some papers Bruce Steiner bought at a flea market in 2006. An expert at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield, Illinois, says he's pretty sure the signature is genuine because it has certain distinct Lincoln characteristics. The date on the envelope is April 14, 1865, the day Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, in Washington.